and recording. Happy New Year. Now, actually, I'm recording this on New Year's Eve, and I figured I'd go ahead and leave on this. I debated it last week with myself, and I decided that I'd go ahead and put this out. Kevin Spacey. Did I finish everything here? I talked about Kevin Spacey at the end of the podcast yesterday for about the last 2 minutes. And I've got a little piece at the Times that I wrote, and I did a little tiny 5 minute thing on YouTube, and I don't want to do more than that. I don't want to do like multiple videos in each YouTube, my blog at the Times, and the podcast yesterday had some Kevin Spacey stuff. Yeah. Okay. It's all there. I've said it all. You have to piece it together, but I've said it. So, Spacey's an interesting one. Taiwan special. Now, here's the deal. Taiwan special works. I'm an American who lives in Asia, and I have stuff to say with an interesting perspective. I'm thinking about doing an episode on Luke Skywalker. I might get into Luke Skywalker. Because, you know, it's like Luke Skywalker. Because Mark Hamill wasn't happy with Luke. He's actually done a pretty good job of keeping his nose clean with all this mess. And of course, I don't know if you got this from one of my videos on YouTube, but basically, that skinny purple hair, purple suit, purple dress, purple skinny purple general lady, Princess Leia's best BFF since forever that you never saw before. She, I think, basically is who Caroline Kennedy thinks she is in all this. Everyone hates her. Nobody understands her. She's going to boss the new orders. All the rebels within her ranks of rebels are wrong and just don't understand her. And they're messing with her system. And she's going to sacrifice herself to make it all right. I think that's, she views herself in that role. That's where I think Caroline Kennedy was the director of this, the recent Disney Star Wars bond, the second Disney. I'm almost sort of thinking that these recent Star Wars episodes should just be called Disney Star Wars. I don't know. That's a good question. Would Carrie Fisher's family have a case that anxiety contributes to a heart condition? I think that there's a lot already out there, including just watching Mark Hamill on stage to say that, it would be hard to say that the Disney franchises have been less stress-free than the ones before as it related to matters of people that were involved from the beginning. I don't know, but I've had that'd be interesting to see how those questions pan out. I'm not sure. What do you think? All right, Luke Scott. But I think I've got some stuff to see. Well, should I talk about Luke Skywalker today? Okay. All right. I'll talk about Luke Skywalker today. Mark Hamill said on stage that he wasn't. Look, the Disney directors, I'm pretty much with mainstream on this, they were a disaster. There was a lot I liked. There was a lot I really did like. I didn't like the Rebel Force getting so small. I didn't like in The Last Jedi. I didn't like them going on to that super big ship basically for no reason. All they accomplished was, you know, getting hunted down more quickly. I didn't like that. Missions like that have always typically served some sort of a purpose to advance up the plot other than making the plot more of a disaster. I did actually kind of like Princess Leia in her Jedi superpowers. So Superman, I actually kind of did sort of like that. A lot of people are like, whoa, wait, well, no. Leia has the Force. And we've wanted to see her use it. I actually did like that as an OG. breaking hyperspace. People have said that by smashing her Corvette, it wasn't a Corvette, it was a Corellian cruiser. By crashing the Corellian, I used to play the video games. By crashing her Corellian cruiser right into those Star Destroyers by going into hyperspace, they say that that's impossible, that she broke the concept of hyperspace. Actually, I remember Han Solo and Luke talking about that when they first stepped into the Falcon, about the need to calculate your course correctly to make sure that that doesn't happen. So I'm not so sure that jumping into hyperspace on your initial jump or traveling wrong. No, I think you need to plot a course. So I don't know that they broke hyperspace either. Look, I have big issues with the films, but I'm not so sure I had a problem with that. I do have a problem with all these lightsaber things not lobbing off arms and limbs and stuff. A lot of people got scratched by them. I don't buy that. I have an issue with that. Big time. And I also have a big time issue with so many people being able to use lightsabers who shouldn't be able to. I have some issue with that. All right. I don't know. As a guy that lived in Taiwan for 10 years, Mark Hamill's concern about Luke, maybe it wasn't directed quite the right way, but I actually have something to say about this. I've been disturbed by a lot of things. I've been a fighter all my life. And I actually have reached moments when I just get frustrated and fed up. And I do want to go out and hide. Like the end of Batman, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises, the transition out, that Bruce is basically fed up and sad, and he just, nobody appreciates him for his work, and he's just done and wants to go away. Frankly, I feel that way about a lot of different things. Now, somehow, I managed to keep going. Somehow I managed to hang in there, but there are times that I really get frustrated. Like for example, this Sunday morning culture that's part of what Sarah Palin calls the party of cannibals. We're gonna let someone label. We don't want someone get labeled by the mass media as, you know, a whatever, and then we're just going to attack. And so the Sunday morningites are supposed to hate Kevin Spacey. What about Jesus teaching, if you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven? Did Jesus list exceptions in that? You've got a lot of Sunday morning Christians who are getting their theology from the secular non-Christian media, whose only reason for reporting on morals is so that they can attack other people for not following them. I mean, realize this. The same mass media industry is the same one that gives us stuff like MTV. It's promoting the very actions that then they go on their news networks and try to get Christians to condemn each other for not following. And so I see this Kevin Spacey thing going on, and I'm just kind of fed up with Sunday morning. I'm really not interested in coming to the defense of the Sunday morningites. If people that are stuck on Sunday morning needed help, I don't know if I would help them. I don't know. Right now, at this time. No, not with the way things are. They're a party of cannibals. They don't have... I know. Status quo. Reagan said status quo is Latin for the mess we're in. The way things are now, if the Christians who were part of the Sunday morning, and they believe that if you don't attend Sunday morning Jesus, then you don't love Jesus at all. You've got to be part of the Sunday morning version of Jesus. The instituted one, we take someone who's a little mini pope, make him a CEO and call him a pastor, which has nothing to do with, I mean, pastor is supposed to be your friend and mentor type of gentle teacher thing. It's not, nothing to do with that job description they call pastor Sunday morning. And I kind of feel the same way towards that as Luke Skywalker sort of was portrayed in The Last Jedi. No. If you guys Sunday morning want help, you got to get out of this. Because Kevin Spacey is about to drop some serious bombshells. He's going to Underwood Hollywood. And he's going to be going after all this stuff. And it's going to hurt a lot of the things that these Sunday morning style Christians, not the real Christians who follow the Bible, but the Christians who believe that the institution was necessary for something that Jesus died to end all institutions for. I mean, not the institution, quote unquote, of marriage, but that's like an institution that precedes government. That's the problem with marriage. The reason why there's so much divorce is because government's involved. The reason why there's so much scandal on Sunday morning is because government licenses those things. Since when do God's people get their authority from a government that is neither Christian nor non-Christian? It just doesn't care. That's the issue. No, if the Christians want help for something, they've got to get out of Sunday morning, and then they might not need help. Because Sunday morning is their problem. And there are a lot of pastors that have been brainwashed in order to take that as a personal attack, even though it's not. You want help? Stop squandering. You want help? Get off of your addictions. You want help? Stop believing lies like that Sunday morning is necessary to love Jesus. If they needed help, the first step of help is for them to get out of Sunday morning. I don't know if I would come to the aid of Christians that insist on keeping Sunday morning and all of its scandals. I don't know if I would come to their aid. I don't know. Hopefully my interests are theirs. This is going on record. This is going to be with me probably the rest of my life. But in a lot of ways, I mean, if I were to come to the aid of those Christians, it would be a great act of mercy and undeserved compassion on my part. Because Sunday morning is really, really, really a big fat mess as it stands currently. And I think that we need to get out of it. See you tomorrow.